With the Daily Dose for December 5th, from Hosea, the first chapter. God tells his prophet, Hosea, to go and marry a woman known for her defective character. Fascinating. But you've got to feel for the guy. To be told by God to marry a girl that you knew would betray you, spurn you, reject you, sleep around on you, prefer anybody to you, that's asking a lot of a man. At the same time, there is a larger purpose for this command from God. Hosea was to become a living parable of God's relationship with Israel. In other words, Hosea, everything you are going through, anything you will experience with your wife, I've been there already. I will see you through it. I know how to persevere in love. Let me show you. While Hosea certainly took an extremely difficult turn at the behest of God, are we not encouraged toward the same commitment? In other words, to woo the unlovely, to win the peace with those who reject us by love and kindness, to pursue those on the run from God? And if in doing so we share the sufferings of Christ, will we not also share in his victory? It came across this quote from the Puritan writer William Law with regard to the life of the Christian as a servant. How do we go about making each day into a day of humility? By learning to serve others. Condescend to all the weaknesses and infirmities of your fellow creatures. Cover their frailties. Love their excellencies. Encourage their virtues. Relieve their wants. Rejoice in their prosperity. Be compassionate in their distress. Receive their friendship. Overlook their unkindness. Forgive their malice. Be a servant of servants, and condescend to do the lowest offices to the lowest of mankind. To all you Hoseas out there, persevere in love. You will overcome. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.